Can we just rise to our feet? Open your Bibles to the book of Psalms. Psalm 121 is what we are going to read. We are going to read it in an interesting manner. What I will do is that when I get to verse 3, I will read it out like David said it, and then you will turn it around. For example, he will say, it will not let you stumble or fall. That's New Living Translation. Let me just go back to New American Standard. Like he said, he will not allow your foot to slip. You will see, he will not allow my foot to slip. You understand my point? Yes. He says that he who keeps you will not slumber. Then you declare, he who keeps me will not slumber. All right. And I said, behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. You can just repeat that one like that. He says, the Lord is your help, your keeper. That's verse 5. Then you will declare, the Lord is my keeper. Then the Lord is your shade on your right hand. Then you respond, the Lord is my shade on my right hand. The sun will not smite, you know, stuff like that until we finish it, all right? Let's just together read from verse 1, Psalm 121. It says, I will lift up my eyes to the mountains. Just repeat that.
I will lift up my eyes to the mountains.
Now, please listen to this. I want to read from New Living Translation. It says, I look up to the mountains. Does my help come from there? It's a question. Then the answer is, my help comes from the Lord. It doesn't come from the mountains, but my help comes from the Lord who made the heavens and the earth. So let's read that together. Verse 2.
My help comes from the Lord who made the heavens and the earth.
Let's read that one more time. My help comes from the Lord who made the heavens and the earth. You know what David was saying simply there? He was saying simply that there are people that are exalted. There are places that are exalted. You understand? And people often look at those places for their help. Are you getting my point? He was saying that I look up to those places. I look up to a vice chancellor. I look up to the president. I look at the governor. I look at the rich man. I look at connected people. He said, but is that where my help is coming from? The answer is what? No, my help is not coming from there. Where does it come from? From the Lord. And you know, like we say all the time, the reason why we have to say this is to train our bodies. David said it like this. He said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget none of his benefits. That is, his instructions, all right, that he was giving to his system. He was telling his body how to respond. He was instructed because, you see, under pressure, under the afflictions of life, when you have to suddenly make a decision, it is what you have taught your body earlier that it does. You are getting what I'm trying to explain? Yeah, it's what you taught yourself. And listen, life, that's how it is. There's a structure, there's an order to it. David said, come you children, listen to me, and I will teach you the fear of the Lord. That is, what God wants you to do in life does not come to you naturally. You must be instructed in the way by which you will do it. So David said it like this, bless the Lord, O my soul. Can you imagine? If the man wasn't obeying this principle, he should have just said, now I want to bless the Lord. Are you getting my point? He wasn't blessing the Lord. He was instructing himself. You understand my point? He was instructing himself. He was speaking to himself how he will respond under circumstances. So he said to the body, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget none of his benefits. That's a teaching session. That's an instruction session. So that under pressure in life, I will remember to bless God. When I'm being afflicted, I will remember. Now, it's not because I'm going to try, but because I have been trained. It has become part of me. In the same manner I was saying here, in life we are going to have issues. I say it all the time. Life is about overcoming. Life is not about just having a very nice time through it. Life is about what? Overcoming. There will be challenges in life. The way I explain it all the time is that no president or aspiring president or governor or anything like that ever campaigns for an election without outlining the problems currently present and which he is planning to solve, and then show you the solution he's going to give to it. Countries that we are running to, we want to die to get a visa to some of those countries. Election will come around, and all you will see is a litany of woes and troubles that are plaguing the people. And the man who wants to vote for him has to outline what he plans to do about it. So he said, to him that overcomes, will I grant to sit? That's what Jesus will tell you. To him that overcomes, will I grant to drink of this water? To him that overcomes, which means that life is about what? Overcoming. Life is not about, there's no problem. It's about what? Overcoming. If you have challenges, issues to solve in life, you're just living. It doesn't mean there's something wrong with you. It just means you are what? You are living. It just means you are alive. Because life is about overcoming. and to train yourself for the time of battle. You know, I was saying, look, I was actually writing that our book. Shall I say yes? It was time I was writing something. I was talking about, it's a particular chapter, I was talking about order in the home and all of that. That even in countries where liberty is preached, you know, women liberation, children liberation, cat liberation, everybody's liberated now. Even the men who are now the ones in bondage, people were in charge before, you understand? Uh-huh. They are now the ones in bondage. As in the midst of all of that, everybody's level, you know, no, if a child come out, go to school, wear anything, wear in like, you know, just go, wear trousers, we not go down, just keep on, for, you know, you not go, you keep on one side. Uh-huh. I said, check in all of that. There's still order in the military. Listen, a boy, his name can be Jack, and his father's name is Joe, and his mother's name is Emily. He will go home and say, Emily, how are you doing? Call his uncle, Bruce Harper. But he'll go to work and call the guy that's just one level above him, morning, sir. I will call him captain. He can't dare call that one his first name. Is he out of his mind? You're talking the military here. He can go to his house, walk out on his father. But he can't walk out on the general commanding his division. He can't. He can't. It will fry him. He walks into the presence of that man. He goes in there, salutes, Captain ABC reporting as ordered, sir. And he stays there. If that man does not say anything for the next 1 hour, he does not move. His hand remains in front of his head. Why? Because when it comes to real life, there must be order. That's a matter of fact. You know, the other day I was seeing the film Glory. All right? If you know, there's this film about a black, you know, a platoon or something, or anyway, a black division of the army during the American Civil War. I noticed something at the time. My wife was saying that, why are they just standing there now? I said, now order. You're supposed to stand and face the enemy. The enemy is cocking a gun right in front of you. You're supposed to be quick, cock your own, but you don't move. They are going to take this particular fort and look at the shelling, but they keep moving. Because the colonel said, go. I said, do you know why it's like that? That's why they don't just gather you and throw you into battle. They capture you for a while. You know what I'm saying? And there's a master sergeant, all right? The RSM is there, telling you, move, before I come and, you know, go, talk kind of bad language to you. Just to make you move. You know the idea? When the guns start firing, it doesn't have to go through that again. You are used to moving when you hear move. Are you getting my point? Life instructs you. I mean, God expects that you instruct yourself so that you can face the challenges of life. You have been trained before that point. So under pressure, you just do what is right. That is why with all the one, with everybody calling his father by the first name, calling uncle, you know, just come home and say, Emily, how far? Is your mother you're talking to? He said, oh, okay, and by the time I'm 18, I'm leaving. I'm going to watch these American films. Ha! I said, God should just lend all of you children to me for 1 week. You understand what David meant when he said, come, you children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Now I'm through with you. You will fear God and fear me. But the same boys, when their parents want to wake them up to reality, they send them to a boot camp. They send them to go and join the military. There they wake up. They learn instructions. Under pressure, what do? They respond appropriately. And how we do that to ourselves so we can face the battles of life is what I'm discussing. In the times of cool, you know, when there's no problem, when everything is going on smoothly, we speak to ourselves. David said, soul, listen, sit down. Let me give you some instructions. This is how you are going to behave. You will bless the Lord. Don't complain about him, against him. You will bless the Lord. When things are moving smooth, you will bless the Lord. When it is not moving smooth, you will bless the Lord. And all the days of your life, don't forget any of his benefits. And his soul said, yes, sir. Are you getting my point? And David will instruct his soul. I said it here before. It's as if the way if you read the scriptures, you are supposed to be able to come out in quote now, and talk to yourself. Buy a full-length mirror. Look at yourself from the head to the feet. And talk to yourself. Talk to your body. Ear, you will hear well. You will not be deaf. I speak to you. You talk to your mouth. You use your mouth to speak to your mouth so that your mouth will hear what your mouth is saying. Mouth, you won't talk nonsense. You will not complain. You will not whine. You understand? Mouth, listen to me. You will not start trouble. You will not gossip. You will speak only things that are good. You will not magnify things that are bad. Mouth, you hear me so? You are using mouth to talk to mouth. Do you get my point?
If your heart doesn't want to beat properly, speak to it. Say, listen, my friend, you work for me. Tell your body, you work for me. You work for me. You can't work against me. Tell it, you can't work against me. You can't work against me. That's how you talk to your body, man. You talk to your brain, talk to your whole soul. You know, he said, my soul, bless the Lord. Are you getting what I'm saying? That's what we do. We train ourselves, we speak. Those things speak back by themselves later. In the time of trouble, suddenly you find yourself giving thanks. Why? Because when there was no trouble, you spoke to it. Oh boy, you spoke to your soul. My soul, bless the Lord. And don't ever forget any of his benefits. Are you getting what I'm going to explain? And that's what we're looking at here again. It said, my help comes from the Lord. People may want to look at different things. No, but you have trained yourself. That's what we are doing. You are speaking to yourself. Listen, we can look here and there, but my help does not come from there. In fact, I read commentaries on this long ago. The one translation that I saw that really showed it very well is that New Living Translation. He said, I look to the mountains. Is that where my help is coming from? He said, no. My help comes from the Lord. Let's read that again. He said, my help comes from the Lord.
My help comes from the Lord.
Say it, my help comes from the Lord.
My help comes from the Lord.
He said, he's the one that made the heavens and the earth.
He's the one that made the heavens and the earth.
You know what that means? You know why I was saying it? You know, there are people you have been trying to see for weeks because they run a company. I don't know what I heard. What I said, now job is defined. Either work, regular employment, or contract, LPO. And the man is just an MD that is sackable. You know what they call sackable? I hope those English words I use once in a while, they're in this dictionary. But it means the guy can be sacked. It's an MD that is also dieable. You like that one? That is, a man can just wake up one day and boom, he's dead. But he said, no, my help doesn't come from him. A friend of mine the other day was speaking. He has some challenges. And he mentioned a man that helped him tremendously at the time. He said, that doesn't bother me. He said, because I wasn't expecting that man to help when he did. I know help will come again. I don't know what I hear what I said. He said, I know help will come again. That is, let's assume now, this one mistake we make a lot of times. And it's human, all right? So that's why we have to instruct ourselves so we don't make those mistakes. If today now, you know, you get a phone call, hey, that your father or that your godfather, not even your father's friend, this man took you like a son. They have just appointed a minister. You know, anyway, those who come to Kingdom World, they will be afraid to tell me. Because they will know I'll say, hey, so? So I know most people know could just talk anything, but you know, an average person, in his soul, he will be so happy. Let us assume, you know, that's what happened that time where our former president can't sick, he can't die. That when the man be sick that time, man, some people don't want me to die. Now forget the unbelievers, some brethren. They were praying for the soul of the man. Father, you are the God that raised the dead. God said, huh, that's not what you are saying. You are saying it's the God that raised my pocket. That's what you want to say. Say it directly. Because you know when this man dies, I'm sacking. You know that, you know that man that used to give you job is going to leave. You know that's how politics be. Once one president die or finish his tenure or resign or whatever, leaves office, all those ministers that he appointed, they go with him to the grave. Well, maybe not the grave exactly, but you know what I'm saying? And there are people who didn't want it to happen. In the name of Jesus, our president, Father, you are a merciful God. He will not die. He will not die. He will not die. God said, I will have saved him for your sake, except that you are not praying for his life. You are praying for your job. Yes? Now, you know why people are praying like that? As there are prayers that we are begging God sometimes to answer. And what we are saying to him is support my own belief. Not help my own belief. Support my own belief. Support my unbelief. Dear Lord, how should I support your unbelief, my son? This is how you are going to do it. The help I can see is better than you I can see. Some people have been apologizing to some people for the last 3 months. Every day you've called him every morning. He's not sent text. You called his wife. You've gone to go and talk to his uncle to call him. He said, no, I don't want anything from him. I just don't want him to be angry. God said, shut up. Who are you fooling? As much as it depends on you, follow peace with all men. Have you not done that? Hey, so why are you following him around like this? Because you know, say, bros, they control vote. And if he is happy with you, you shall prosper. And if he's not happy with you, prosperity is far from you. That's what you think. Do you get my point? David said, my help comes from the Lord. Shout it. Now you understand what I said. Say, my help comes from the Lord.
My help comes from the Lord.
Say it again. My help comes from the Lord.
My help comes from the Lord.
Say it like you believe it. Coolly. Say, my help comes from the Lord.
My help comes from the Lord.
That's what we are saying. These things have practical implications. We have practical meanings. They do. When there are people who hate Sanusi till today. Not because the man sinned, though. He didn't take their wife. They are not married. But just as they were going for that interview, the board, their uncle, remember, Lamido Sanusi just came out and sacked the boards of some crucial banks. Now, make you never get jobs since that time. So you see the vex. All your fight against Islamic banking is not about Islamic banking. You know now, it was the time you wanted to go for an interview. And Bro Sanusi did what he did. The Lord will never forgive him. On the surface, you're not angry. Why are you angry? This is a matter of principles. How can they bring Islam back to Nigeria? In a lie. That, you know, last time we talked about, sometimes we talked about what? Forgiveness. That's the root of unforgiveness. When we don't realize that what? My help comes from the Lord. Let's say it again. Say, my help comes from the Lord.
My help comes from the Lord.
Who made the heavens and the earth? Say it. My help comes from the Lord who made the heavens and the earth.
My help comes from the Lord who made the heavens and the earth.
The point is, like I said, is unsackable, is undiable. Please, that is real Pastor Banky's English to make my point. He can't die. He does not sleep. He does not slumber. Sanusi cannot kick him out of the board. You are getting what I'm saying? Economic policies cannot change his mind. One of the things I will explain to us as we go on today is, let's be bold to ask. No, I've said it before. Let me remind us again. Let's be bold to ask. You know, the other day I was watching TV and I saw some fine houses. Next day I told my wife, I have revised the kind of house I really want to have, own, live in. Yes. You get money, I don't care. My help comes not from my pocket. My help does not come from a salary. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It comes from who? Who made the houses and the plumbing inside? That's what the Bible says. He made the heavens and the earth. I've said it to us again and again. Please, let's believe it. They don't charge for thinking bigo. Have you seen charge like that before? Say your tax, the PACN has increased the rate with which your bill runs now because they've known that in this house, people like to think big. So the power consumption has increased. When you go market, they say, how much is 1 kilo of meat? I say, it's 900 a kilo. Say, are you the one buying inside? I say, yes. Oh, you are the man that thinks big. Yours is 1,850 a kilo. Have you heard of that before? You can't get to ShopRite and that's it. Sorry, your own fish filet, I go what they call fish finger, whatever they call it. They have tripled the price because they heard that you ask the Lord for something big. There are no charges for it. There are no charges. None. So why would they fear? Are you getting my point? Listen, my help doesn't come from what I have or what I have seen before. My help comes from where? From the Lord. That's what he's saying. He said, I can look around, see all these things, but that's not where my help is coming from. It's not coming from who I know. It's not coming from who is mighty. It doesn't come from the person that's big. He said, my help comes from the Lord. And that Lord is the one that you can't sack. He made the heaven and he made the earth. Are you getting that point? All right, let's continue reading. Now, let's get verse 3. I'll read it, then you bring it into your life. This is how the Lord is. The Lord who made the heaven and the earth. He will not allow your foot to slip. Answer that.
He will not allow my foot to slip.
He said, he will not allow your foot to slip.
He will not allow my feet to slip.
That is, he will not let you get into trouble. He will not let you be destroyed. You can make mistakes, but he will keep you standing. He said, he who keeps you will not slumber.
He who keeps you will not slumber.
I want to add verse 4 to it. He who keeps you will neither slumber nor sleep.
He who keeps you will neither slumber nor sleep.
I believe the important thing about here is that even while you are asleep, don't worry, he's still watching. Are you getting my point? You know, let me add this one to you. This is what we need. He who keeps you does not have weekends. Are you getting my point? He who keeps you does not have network failure. He who keeps you does not ever turn off his phone. Therefore, you can turn off yours. That's what he will say. Because my help comes from the person that doesn't sleep. I should sleep. I told the story once. I read from Kenneth Hagin's book about the woman during the bombing raids of the Second World War. She was in London, and then when the Nazi planes would come bombing, everybody run down to the bomb shelter when they hear the siren. So one day they didn't see her. They said, what happened? Anyway, after a few days, they stopped seeing the woman. Say, maybe she died in one of the raids. Maybe somebody hit her house. Then one day on the road, somebody saw her. Say, man, we haven't been seeing you at the bomb shelter. He said, actually, one day she was in her Bible, that the Bible said the Lord neither sleeps nor slumber. So she said, why should two of us keep awake? So I go to sleep. So if the siren blows at night, which is usually when they do the bombing, he said, sorry, I stay in bed. Because he who keeps you does not slumber and he does not sleep. You are getting the point. That means that, you know, I say it all the time. You know, he who keeps you does not travel. You know what it means? Don't be afraid that if I travel now, all the good will finish before I come. There are those that don't go on leave because I've seen them before. Because they think God goes on leave. They are walking their way. It's an appraisal matter. Like my wife's boss used to say those days. It's an appraisal issue. Work extremely hard because they are afraid somebody else will overtake them. I've said it to you again and again. The child of God is prevented by God from working too hard. It's a fair hard work, which you should do. Too much hard work is not the will of God. Are you getting my point? The Lord does not slumber, he doesn't sleep. It means that you and I should take our rest at the appropriate times. When it is night, quench that phone. You're not the police, you're not fire service. Say, what if they call in the time of emergency? Any phone that dials me in the time at night when I'm sleeping and I'm not able to answer, the call is directed back to God. The fact that you called me, the Lord will answer you. I'm serious, though. That's the revelation. I go to sleep, say, Lord, please take my calls. What that means is I quench my phone. If you dial me at night in an emergency, and he said, the number you have dialed is not available at the moment. He said, don't worry, the Lord has taken the call. Just go ahead and say what you wanted to say. Pastor, pray, I perish. You understand what I'm saying? You're not the fire service. You're not the Nigerian police. Amen? You should sleep. You should sleep. That's what he was saying. Don't be afraid to close your business on weekends. I mean, you go, responsible Christians in this day and age should be at home on Sundays. You go still open shop on Sunday. You won't die. Are you getting what I'm saying? Listen, say it again. He who keeps me will neither slumber nor sleep.
He who keeps me
will
neither slumber nor
sleep. Now, this, the Lord is your keeper. Answer that.
The Lord is my keeper.
The Lord is your shade on your right hand.
The Lord is my shade on my right hand.
The sun will not smite you by day.
The sun will not smite
you
by day.
Nor the moon by night. The Lord will protect you from all evil.
The Lord will protect you from all evil.
Say it again. The Lord will protect you from all evil.
The Lord will protect you from all evil.
I want to say it one more time. The Lord will protect you from all evil.
The Lord will protect you from all evil.
He will keep your soul.
He will keep my soul.
He will guard your life.
He will guard my life.
He will protect your well-being.
He will protect my well-being.
The Lord will guard your going out and your coming in. Say it loud. The Lord will guard your going out and your coming in.
The Lord will guard my going out and my coming in.
From this time forth and forever. In the name of Jesus Christ. Let's just wave our hands to the Lord and just give him thanks for these truths that we have learned and declared once again. We are instructing ourselves You say, bless the Lord, oh my soul. That is, you're instructing yourself. Listen, soul, the Lord will keep you. The Lord will guide you. He is a shade on your right hand. You are speaking to your soul. The Lord will guard your going out and your coming in. You are speaking to the soul so that the soul will be confident. When you're on the road, you're not alone. In the times of trouble, you're not alone. You are speaking for your soul to recognize it. He said, the Lord will guard your going out and your coming in. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. How many people have this? I know maybe we didn't bring it. Let me just, we used to use this one for our prayer then. Let's use it again today. And then we'll close after doing that. The way we normally, you remember, I read out one line, you repeat it. Say,
the Lord is my shepherd.
I shall not want.
I am not afraid of economic downturn.
The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want.
The Lord blesses me and my needs are supplied.
I follow after righteousness and all things are added to me. Now, when you are speaking, remember we said we are training our souls. Can you remember that? You know, the way the good Lord made the human body is that, you know, sometimes, let me tell you this, it make you laugh. One day, my son came and said, Daddy, see what I write. So I told him that, it's see what I wrote. You understand? Okay? That's like when it was very small. It's still small, but that was really small. So, he noted that and went back to his seat. After a while, he came back and said, Daddy, I finished writing this one. You see that? I mean, the guy is right, right? He thought he's right, no? What I'm saying is that, you see, what was that statement I made, it rearranged some synapses in his brain. It made some connections, and what he deduced from the new connections that instead of saying writing, I should say rotting. So I said, no. See what I wrote? I have finished writing this one. I want to write. I gave me a lot of examples. I thought about it and I realized that what you are doing with children every time, you are just programming their hardware, you understand, which is the brain. You are programming it. You know, the Lord has created the hardware. There are some firmwares that he has put inside. So now we are writing software to help the thing rearrange. And life, that's what it does. In fact, one of the things you do is to, those of you are computers, you know what I'm saying, you know, you are teaching, you write some very good software for the brain so that it can learn from the experiences of life. And what you are doing with these words is you are rewiring your soul, your brain, you are telling it, you know, there's in the time of trouble, hey, mommy! You get my point? Some people are afraid. You shout what? Mommy. But when you have gone through this, in the time of trouble, you don't shout mommy. Say, he will guard me in the time of trouble. Are you getting my point? That's your, it's reflex. You don't know what you are saying. You are not aware of it. But you have trained your mind, your body, your brains to respond in a particular fashion. You get the point? And you program computers before you use them, true of us. It's not as if when you are saying, okay, let's type a letter. As you are writing the letter, you are installing Microsoft Word. You install Word before you start using it for word processing. Those of you don't know about computers, you will learn by force. Some people are getting confused as to what I'm saying. You should learn the computers every day life now, amen? Uh-huh. So that's what we are doing. So when we are saying these things, remember, you're not just declaring out there for the heavens to hear, though the heavens are hearing. They're not just declaring for the demons to hear. They are hearing, paying good attention. They have no choice. But you're also retraining your body so that when you go through the valley of the shadow of death, you fear no evil because you are aware that the Lord is with you. You get the point? All right, let's continue. Say,
the Lord is with me.
He makes me lie down in green pastures.
He
leads me beside quiet waters.
He restores my soul.
For this reason, I have a sound mind. And my mental faculties are in order.
I am not confused.
Because he restores my soul.
Because he restores my soul.
I am able to make the correct decisions even under pressure. Because he guides me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. See, my steps are ordered by the Lord. I am led by his spirit. Remember, you are talking to yourself. You are programming your system. I am led by his spirit. I know and I obey the will of God. Say it. I know it.
I obey
it. That is the will of God. My steps are ordered by the Lord.
I am led by his spirit.
So that even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death,
I fear no evil.
Because I know
that the Lord is with me.
His rod and his staff,
they comfort me.
He prepares a table before me
in the presence of my enemies.
He has anointed my head with oil.
That means I have divine enablement
to fulfill my assignment in life.
It means my life is not an accident.
I was born on purpose
to fulfill the will of God for my life.
Therefore, my cup overflows.
I have all that I need
to do everything that God wants me to do.
All my needs are supplied.
I have enough to meet today's needs.
Listen, you know, something happened just now. I won't give you details, but my wife and I were just analyzing. Said, this is why people just run themselves into trouble. Essentially because they don't have these things in mind. God supplies you 10,000 naira. Suddenly your need rose to 16. Instead of you to accept that, listen, you know, if all I have is 10,000 naira, there must be a way by which 10,000 naira can meet the need of today.
I went to buy a phone for my wife yesterday. The girl was telling us, for me, Israel and I were there. We looked at one phone. You know, nice phone. People use it. Everybody carries it. I mean, very, very, very nice phone. One big BlackBerry like that. I said, do you know why I don't pay such monies for phones? I'm not saying you shouldn't. This is just Pastor Banky. Amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. I told the young lady, I said, it's because of the church I go. I said, it's against our religion. Israel was standing with me there. I said, if I buy this kind of phone when I go to church, pastor will ask me, what was the size of your last offering? The pastor will ask, well, how much did you send to your mother last time? How many poor people have you helped with this size of money? If I can't answer him, he will refund my tithes and offering for the last 6 months and sack me from the church. He can say, hey, that's a good church. Oh. He said, invite me now. I said, no, Israel is the chief inviter. Talk to Israel to invite you. What I'm saying is simple. God actually, literally, supplies enough to meet today's needs for us. The problem is when we put our hands and we're looking for tomorrow's need to be met today. Bishop Oyedepo said something then, blessed me so much, I still quote it all the time to bless people. He said, life is in phases, and men are in sizes. He said, live your size by time. My friend Igbokwe, he says, contentment is about knowing your place in life and living like you are there. You can see a Rolls Royce roll past. Rolls Royce Phantom, £250,000 for one. If I like it, I pray about it, but I would never save one naira towards it. It's against my religion. I don't want to die and go to hell. Some things are against my religion. Fine cars, no, they finish. They can't finish. Because the man who made the last one you call fine, as soon as you buy it, he makes the next one. Are you getting what I'm saying? We need to know. That statement is important. So that we, you know, it's important you sleep well. Amen?
Amen.
You should sleep well. If you sleep well, if you can't buy too many shirts, buy one that is easy to wash and dries rapidly. It's the will of God. Fold it under the bed and lie down on top of it. In the morning, you won't need an iron. Unless you didn't go to secondary school. I went to boarding house in secondary school. That's how we used to do it. We can fold it nicely, put the thing under the bed and sleep on top of it. And come out next morning, it's been dry cleaned straight. You wear it. Contentment is knowing the place where you are right now. Listen, God will lift you up. That here, amen. God will. I know He will. I'm certain He will. I am sure He will. In short, He has lifted you already. It's just that time is coming for the full manifestation of the glory that God has already poured upon you. Every day of your life, it is a test. God, you know, my friend, when I was saying, well, we were talking a few days ago, he said, look, Christians must learn how to abase. Paul said, I know how to abound. I know how to abase. One day I was on the top of Okada. Somewhere. Now, people were stopping. He said, sir, please come down here. Come. Ah! I said, my car is in the mechanic. I just want to get from here. No. People were, ah! So I said, no, I'm okay. What is all of this? If I have to do that more regularly, I just buy a very good crash helmet. That's all. It's the will of God. After all, you know, life is very funny. You get my point? I say you must learn to abound and do what? Abase. You know what I'm emphasizing? God gives you all to meet today's needs. He does. Therefore, let's train our bodies again. Say it, my cup overflows. I have all that I need to do everything that God wants me to do. All my needs are supplied. I have enough to meet today's needs. Let's declare, surely goodness, mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. David, for that, that's Psalm 23 we have been reading since. I'm sure you know that. That's Psalm 23 we have been applying to our lives and using to train ourselves. In Psalm 25, David went on to say, and let's continue declaring, the Lord has turned to me and is gracious to me. Your body should know that you are not under the influence of any ancestral spirit. The Lord has turned to you and is pouring grace upon you. The Lord has turned to you and He has poured grace upon your path. The Lord has turned to you. You are now His own. You don't belong to any village. You hear what I'm saying? You are a blessing to them. They don't control you. They don't tell you what you do. You are a blessing to them. You belong to the Lord. God sent you there to go and pour a blessing upon them. They don't tell you how to eat new yam or to eat old yam. They don't tell you who to pour libation to. If their cola can't speak English, teach it how to speak in tongues. Are you getting what I'm saying? It's a matter of fact. We are the change that our society needs. We are. And therefore, he said, don't be conformed. I mean, you can't be conformed. How would they change when you are conformed? That's a matter of fact. He said, The Lord has turned to me and is gracious to me. He said, even though the troubles of my heart were enlarged, yet He brought me out of my distresses. Say it, yet He brought me out of my distresses. He looked upon my afflictions and my troubles and forgave all my sins because I have believed in the Son, Jesus Christ. That is very important too. Forgiveness of sin is, okay, forget it. Don't worry about it. No. Forgiveness of sins is that, one, forget it. Two, don't worry about it. Three, we wipe out all the consequences. You get what I'm saying? Sin is why people don't go far. Righteousness, forgiveness is the reason why they will go far. Did you hear what I said? It is the reason why they will go far. Every day in life, I hear discussions. My friend and I were discussing yesterday, and when he tells the experiences of men, he has had with men, you will know why some people is not, listen, if they like, let them go and sacrifice elephants. When that man, unless he repents, at certain ages, he's guaranteed to be poor. Then there are things that's guaranteed. You all hear the way a man is behaving. You know, he says, except you repent, you will likewise perish. I don't want to bore you. But what I want to emphasize is the fact that if you have sinned before, you have been forgiven. Amen. He said, go and sin no more. Neither do I condemn you. Which means that if you did things that were worthy of making a man, a woman poor at the age of 60, at the age of 60, you'll be a multi-billionaire. Because where sin abounded, grace must much more abound. That's what it means to be forgiven. Say, I am forgiven.
I am forgiven.
My sins are wiped away.
by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Because I have believed, because I have believed, I have passed out of death, and I have passed into life in the name of Jesus Christ. Now let's declare, like David said, even though my enemies are many and the troubles of life are increased, and there be many who hate me with violent hatred, yet the Lord does guard my soul and delivers me. You know, the other day we're talking about angels. They are manifestations. When angels were around Elijah, we thought they would start fighting. Bang, 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 bang. They hear bullet, the fire. No. They blinded the people who came to arrest him. In that blindness, they were still seeing physically, but they could not comprehend. They saw Elisha. Elisha said, "Who are you looking for?" And they said, "There's one prophet they said we should come and have you seen him somewhere?" And they're looking at the man. That's the manifestation of an angel. Did I hear an amen?
Amen.
Angels are walking. I told you the story that the man said he saw ferocious angels in his house. He said, "We have come to do battle for your finances." He's not going to wake up and start hearing as demons are being cut to pieces. No. He won't hear that. He just go out next day. Favor will just be following him. That's it. Business will just be falling in his legs. Around him. People will be waiting to do him favors. Those owe him suddenly remember and say, are they owe this man? Oh, he may have been lend me 150K that time. Suddenly he will call him and say, "Please, I'm going to pay. It's angels. Are you getting my point? That's it. Those are angels. The woman I told you the story, they kidnapped her and people were praying. And the angels came, blinded everybody. They kidnapped somebody else and all of them ran after that one. And left all the doors open until she had gone. And they came back. And they did not even know she had gone. They were still negotiating. 1 million. 2.5. "No, sir. Please take 750. Okay, I beg now." Not know the person had disappeared. Do you get my point? That's what God does. His angels are around you. Did I hear an amen?
Amen.
Says, declare therefore. Said, "The Lord guards my soul.
The Lord guards my soul.
And he delivers me."
Say
it. I will not be ashamed.
I will not be ashamed.
For I take refuge in God. Say, "In integrity and uprightness I shall be preserved.
In integrity and uprightness I shall be preserved.
For I wait for God.
For I wait for God.
He will never disappoint me.
He will never disappoint
me. I trust in him.
I trust in him.
And he will never fail."
And he will never fail.
Say, "The Lord redeems his people from all their troubles."
The Lord redeems his people from all their troubles.
Let's declare this and we'll close. The Lord is my light and my salvation.
The Lord is my light and my salvation.
The Lord is my deliverer and my security. Therefore, there is nobody I shall fear.
Therefore, there is nobody I shall
fear. The Lord is the defense of my life.
The Lord is the defense of my life.
And there's nobody I will be afraid of.
There's
nobody I will be afraid of. So when evildoers came upon me to devour my flesh,
my adversaries and my enemies,
they stumbled and they fell. Said, "Though a host encamp against me," the word "host" in the Bible refers to an army. It said, "Though an army encamps against me,
my heart will not fear.
Though wars rise up against me, wars of sickness,
wars
of economic troubles,
wars of death threats,
in spite of these, I shall be confident. I shall not be afraid of adversity. In spite of them all, I will be confident.
In spite of them all, I will be confident.
Though the war of envies and jealousies arise against me,
in spite of these, I shall be confident.
In spite of these, I shall be confident.
In spite of these, I shall be confident.
Because the Lord is with me." Said, "The Lord will conceal me from all troubles.
The Lord will conceal me from all troubles.
He will hide me in his sanctuary. He will place me out of reach on a high rock." Say, "I will never give up.
I will
always have hope.
Knowing that the Lord is on my
side. I will constantly rejoice.
I will be happy at all times.
I will constantly have hope.
And
therefore, I will always have a smile on my face." Say, I will not be cast down.
I will not be cast down.
Because I know.
Because I know.
The Lord is with me.
The Lord is with me.
Let's just give the Lord thanks.
Thank you.
Say, Father, we thank you. Because you are with me. Say, Lord, I thank you. Because you are with me. Say, Lord, I thank you. Because you are with me. Say, Lord, thank you. Because you are with me. Say, Lord, I thank you. Because you are with me. Because I am not alone. Now let's just take the time and begin to pray again for our nation. We just finished our independence celebration. Let's declare peace once again upon this country. Using your own words, just say, Father, we thank you because you have heard us. Lord, you have granted peace to our nation. Let's declare peace and good upon this country. Say, in the name of Jesus, peace and prosperity upon our nation. In the name of Jesus, peace and prosperity, justice upon this nation. We declare wisdom from God in the hearts of the leaders. Oh, they will know what to do to solve all the problems, because all we need is wisdom. Egypt was going to face a difficult time, yet God put the wisdom for their salvation in the hearts of Joseph. Say, Lord, wisdom for our salvation in the hearts of our leaders, in the name of Jesus Christ. Declare that, Lord, those people that you have put in place, the Josephs, the Daniels, that you have put your wisdom, Lord, in their hearts. Elevate them. Elevate the righteous. Bring down the wicked. Let the righteous reign in this nation. Let righteousness reign in this nation. Let it reign in every aspect of the affairs of this country. Let it reign in academics. Let it reign in the health sector. Let it reign in law enforcement. Let it reign, Lord, in the judicial system. Justice in the name of Jesus. Righteousness in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, therefore, peace will be upon this land. Therefore, prosperity will be upon this land. In the name of Jesus Christ. Say, Lord, like, according to your word, protect your righteous ones. According to your word, protect the godly ones from all troubles. Lord, let them not be destroyed with the wicked. In the name of Jesus Christ. Say, Lord, in this land, preserve your church. Preserve your word. Preserve your people. Let the church increase and triumph. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Father God, we give you thanks. Because goodness is in this country. Mercy is in this nation. Justice will reign over her. Peace will be upon her. In the name of Jesus Christ. You know, I shared something with my wife today. Something happened. You know, the Arabian countries, the Arabian Gulf, the countries in the Middle East, they produce most of the oil in the world. You know that? Yeah, they do. You know, Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, you know, Qatar, Oman, all of them. And then you know why Dubai is developing like fire like that? And Kuwait is spending money. They said, one day the oil will finish. And that they want to preserve. And people say, you see, these Arab people, they know how to take care of tomorrow. I just, they laugh. Like Oga Oba said, and they laugh. You cannot store up money for tomorrow. It's not possible. Jesus doesn't tell lies. He knows what he said. Without sounding like I'm being too judgmental. While you are preserving money for tomorrow, what are you doing with the money of today? You are sponsoring terrorism and saying everybody who says Jesus is a thief should be supported. You are not kissing the son. Now he's angry. Are you getting my point? I thought about it. I told my wife, I said, look at this. I was just laughing to myself. You are not kissing the son. Now he's angry. You think you can build enough Buja Arab so that terrorists will be giving you money? Kiss the son, lest he be angry. And when he's angry, tsunami will move you out of the way. I have thought about it. You can't store up enough money for tomorrow. You can't. It's not because you don't want to, but because moths destroy
and thieves do break in and steal, and all flesh is grass, and the goodness thereof are like the flowers of the field, and the flower withers, or this is the grass that withers, and the flower fades when the breath of God blows upon it. Are you getting what I'm saying? Listen, the destiny of any country is determined by how well they deal with the Lord to deal. If you are nice to him, he will be nice to you. If you are angry with him, you know the rest of the story. You will see tsunami. People will not believe. They will know that some desert places have fault under it. Like all those areas that they map that they have geographical faults is the areas where the angels have put their sword and cracked it. And they have not gone to sleep. They are still cracking land. When the nations will sink, the oil will rise to the surface and drown everybody. I'm not a prophet of doom. I just want you to know. The Lord is good. I don't know why I said that. I just wanted you to know. That's why I pray for this country. People say, hey, we are lucky. We are not in a volcanic fault. I said, stop talking nonsense. Except you repent, you shall likewise what? Perish. Those things are not natural. It's angels that create it. When they hit the floor like this, bam, the thing will crack from one ocean across the whole continent to the other ocean. From Indian Ocean to Atlantic Ocean, you go surprised. So what we do, we pray for God to have mercy. Is that here an amen?
Amen.
Quickly, before we leave that, let's just say, Father, have mercy upon our land. In the name of Jesus Christ. Say, Lord, have mercy upon this land. Lord, strengthen the righteous people in this nation. Lord, let your word, Lord, prevail in this country. Because that's how he has mercy, by the virtue of his word prevailing. Say, Lord, let your word prevail in this nation. Let truth be found in your church in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, pump truth into your church. He said, the harvest is plenty. The laborers are few. He said, beseech the Lord of the harvest to send laborers into the harvest field. Therefore, pray. Say, Lord, send truth by the mouth of your servants into this nation through the church in the name of Jesus Christ. Say, lift the men of truth, the women of truth that have truth in their mouths to declare. Lord, lift them up and let them purify this church and this nation by the preaching of your truth in the name of Jesus Christ. Let's declare. Say, Lord, you will have mercy upon this land. You will have mercy upon this land. You will have mercy upon the future of this country. You will have mercy upon the future of this nation in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we are trusting in you because you are the God of mercy. Let's just give him thanks for that. Say, Father, we thank you because you have heard us. Lord, this nation has mercy in the name of Jesus Christ. You see, that thing is very important. People say it all the time. They say, we are very lucky. We are not in the region that there are storms. You know what causes storms? Oh, you're released to angel. You just do like this. You just carry their sword. When they wave like this over, wave like this over the air in a place, suddenly become a storm belt. There's nothing natural about. In fact, I believe very strongly that God has just given us time to do what we are supposed to do. Do that which is right. And stop pretending like we are lucky. That's how we thought the kidnapping was only found in Afghanistan and Co. Then they started in Nigeria. We said it's only white men they are kidnapping. Then when the white men finished, they say, what's wrong with black people? And the same thing, they turn out. Every small boy realizes that's a quick way to make money. They say, all this Islamic country, they say, bomb, bomb. They just did bomb. Bomb. Now, wow, they go just did bomb anyhow. Then the first one happened, that we are saying a mistake. And that one happened, say that one an error. Then what happened, say that it's gender discharge. After a while, you get to my point? It's becoming as if it seems regular. In fact, I don't know, I'm beginning to feel like a prophet. So don't think that every time you wake up, say tsunami, pray for your brethren in Lagos. You know, Lagos is very close to the ocean. Port Harcourt. Yeah, you got to pray. Please don't tire from one area. They'll just go somewhere else. The only thing that preserves us is the prayers of the saints. That here, amen. So let's not just assume that this thing doesn't happen here or it does not happen here. The reason why it will not happen is because we have now told ourselves that it can happen. Therefore, we pray ahead before it starts happening. No Nigerian believe that suicide bomber. You know, which is Nigeria. Africans not just die like that, too. You know, they call demon possession. Now they cause this trouble. So we have to fence our walls and make sure that the demons are, like Museveni said, they go back to their country where they came from. Are you getting my point? Those days, Yonggicho used to pray that God would gather all the demons in North Korea and China and send them to Russia. Ah! And I used to say, brother, because he so believed that all the demons on this earth when the then USSR. I said, if the Russians read this, they will invade your country. The Lord is good. But I'm just saying that we'll pray that the demons will go back to where they came from. They can go to the Middle East. The Lord is good. That's where they came from. Can go to the stone, wherever they kept that big stone, enter into it, and be blowing it up from inside. But this nation will be preserved because we pray. That's what I'm saying. No, it doesn't happen here, and it will not happen here only because we prayed. Are you getting my point? Let's declare once again, in the name of Jesus Christ, peace upon this nation, preservation upon this nation, protection of God upon this country, mercy upon this nation, in the name of Jesus. I always like to add it. I hope you don't sound wicked. Say, Lord, everyone who will want to disturb your peace and hurt other people and prevent your gospel from progressing, Lord, cut him off from amongst us in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Lord, those who will not cooperate with, is your word. He said, kiss the son, lest he be angry, and you perish out of the way. Lord, all those who will not kiss the son and are provoking him continually to anger, Lord, before they destroy more good, remove them out of the way in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
There are those who will hold men in bondage so that only them will prosper. Lord, break their hands of bondage in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The chains they tied on other people, let it tie around their own legs in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
But we will have peace upon this land. We will have prosperity in this country.
Amen.
We pray for a Enugu state. Too many strikes, too many troubles here and there. Lord, restore peace into this nation, into this state in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The troubles of armed robbery and kidnapping will not stay in this state in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
All the remnants and vestiges of it will uproot now by the power of the name of Jesus in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Peace we declare upon this land.
Amen.
We declare prosperity upon this state.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The Lord is good. I said the Lord is good. I said the Lord is good. If you believe that, shout aloud, amen.
Amen.